Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yatasim Aleph. We're holding on Yitchasim Abayz, four lines in the bottom, Tanur Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanon, Hanaitul Yadav Nischav in Yadav Tahayreis, Loi Nischav in Yadav Temeis. If a person washes his hands, so if he has Kavana, his hands become tar. If not, then it doesn't work. His hands remain Tame. V'chein Matvil Yadav, someone who has to bring it, put his hands into the mikvah, like we said by Kachim. So Nischav in Yadav Tahayreis, Loi Nischav in Yadav Temeis, it only works if he has Kavana. Ask the Gemara about Tani, but we learned in another Raisa that Bein Eschavim, Bein Lein Eschavim, Yadav Tahirei, said a person does not need to have Kavana. Even without Kavana, his hands become tar. So says the Gemara, Amrav Nachum Alei Kasha, Kan L'Chulen, Kan L'Meiser. When it comes to Chulen, so that's when the second Braisa says that he does not need to have Kavana. The first Braisa is talking about Meiser, when a person washes his hands for Meiser, so then he needs to have Kavana. Rashi points out, Kol Shekein for Truma, he has to have Kavana. And then shortly when he's Taival for Kachim, but all these things, those things need to have Kavana. Just for Chulin, that's when we say it does not need to have Kavana. When we not tamer the Chulin lay bayu Kavana, what's from Nachman's source? That Chulin does not require Kavana. That now we learned in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah that you have a galshanitlash, ubayar ba'imsa, you have a wave that breaks off from the ocean, it comes crashing down on the person who's at the shore of the sea, and the wave consists of water that's 40 sa, v'nat the share of a mikvah, unafal ala adam v'ala kalim, and it falls on a person who was tame, or on kalim that are tame, the halacha is his tar, and they all become tar. So you see, even though they didn't have kavana, still the halacha is his tar. So that like Rav Nachman. So Katani Adam Dumi the Kalim. And how do we know he didn't have Kavana? Because it puts Adam and Kalim in the same Mishnah. Ma Kalim Dulay Mechavni. Just like the Kalim, obviously the Kalim did not have Kavana. Kalim don't have Das. They can't have Kavana. Af Adam Dulay Mechavni. So to the person we're talking about where he wasn't having Kavana, and still it worked. So at least for Chulin, you have a right for here, from here, that Chulin does not require Kavana. However, ask the Gemara, Mimai, who says we're talking about a case where the person doesn't have Kavana? Maybe we're talking about a case where the person was waiting for the wave to come crashing on him. He knew that he was Tamei, he was waiting to become Tar from the wave. He was having Kavana. And the Kalim are similar to the person. The Kalim and Hanami, they can't have their own Kavana, but we'll compare it to the person, that just like the person was having Kavana, so to Kalim, the person was having Kavana for the Kalim. Maybe that's the case of the Mishnah. And if you'll ask, well, what's the Chiddush? If he was having Kavana, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? That if a person has Kavana and goes to a mikveh, it works, what's the Chiddush? Sakadai de Chamina, I would have thought to say that Ligzer Dilma Asi Lemitbo Bechard Lashal Geshamim. Then no, I should make a gzeira in this case, that if you have a case where water is going down a very steep mountain, so the halacha is if you go into that water, that tefillah does not work. Even if in total the stream going down the mountain has 40 sa, being that it's such a steep mountain, it's such a steep slope, so therefore we do not consider the water to all be in one place. And that tefillah does not work. So I might have thought to be geyser in this case of the wave, up to that case of the mountain. Inami, or a different pshat, that nigzer raisha not to keepin, that we should be geyser going to the mikvah when the wave comes crashing on the bottom of the wave, not to keepin, not to a case where the wave is still making like this dome on top of the person, and the person takes a kli and he sticks it into the middle of the dome, and that taka does not work. So maybe we should be geyser the raisha, the end of the wave, not to the keepin, not to the dome of the wave. Kamash malon delay gezrinan, and that's the chiddush of the mishnah that we don't make a gzeira. We not tamer delay matvilim bekeepin. Now, Agav says the Gemara, what's the makar? That you're not allowed to be taifel in the dome? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that mabilim b'raishim, eim mabilim b'kipin, lefishim mabilim b'avir. You're not allowed to be taifel in the kipin, and the reason is because that's not considered a mikveh that's on the ground. The mikveh has to be on the ground. With the kipin, that's considered that it's in the air. And that's why that such a tefillah does not work. So we still don't know, Yisrael, what's from Nachman's makar that chulin does not require kavana. It says the Gemara El Mehad, now it's learned from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah in Machshirin says that if you have Perei Shenafel Usech Hamas Amayim, you have fruit that fall into a river, Upasha Mishi Yadav Temei Yisunatlon, and a person whose hands happened to be Tamei, who reached into the river to get the fruit. So he wasn't having Kavana to be Taival his hands, he was going in to get the fruits. The Lacha is Yadav Tahayreis, who Perei's Enim Bechiyutan. His hands become tar, even though he didn't have Kavana, so this is already the rioter of Nachman. His hands become tar, and the Mishnah also says that with regards to the fruits, they're not bechiyutan, they're not hokshel lekabel tuma, because the person didn't have any ratzin that the fruit should be wet. However, if a person was putting his hands into the water because he wanted to wash his hands, so then yadav tahareis vapeireis harein b'chiyutan. So then his hands are tar, of course, because they were tamei and now it went into the water and he doesn't need to have kavana. And with regards to the fruits, now they are hochshel lekabel tuma. It's considered like he had a ratzon for the fruits to get wet, seemingly because since he wants the water to wash his hands, now he also wants the water on the fruits. Difficult to understand. We mentioned the pshat that the water was too low down, he couldn't reach it. When the fruits fell in, it raised the water levels. Now he has a ratzon that the fruits should fall in. Al kapanim, that you see from here that he does not need to have kavana. A person does not need to have kavana for chulin, and that's exactly like Rav Nachman said. However, Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman, Rabbi asked the kashan to Rav Nachman from our Mishnah on Yudchasam Beis. The Mishnah says that Ataiva lechulin, if a person goes to the mikvah for chulin, v'hochzak lechulin, and he has kavana that the tefillah should be for chulin, so the halacha is also a meiser. This tefillah is not effective when it comes to eating ma'aser. It only works for chulin. But what do you see from this Mishnah? That when he went to the mikvah for chulin, he didn't just go stam. He was hochzak. He had to have kavana. So it's mashma hochzak in lo yochzak lai. It's only if he has kavana for chulin, that's when it works. But if he does not have kavana, so then the tefillah doesn't work. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Hachi kamer. Afa pisha hochzak lechulin also lo ma'aser. Really, you do not need to have kavana when you go to the mikvah for chulin. The Mishnah is coming to say a big chiddush. That even though he had kavana, being that his kavana was only for chulin, so he's still aser to eat meiser. Eisvei, however, Rabbi continued asking Rav Nachman from the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that tavav lehuchzak ilu leitavav. If a person went to the mikvah without kavana, so his tefillah doesn't work. Lahendi, not like Rav Nachman. My lav ilu leitavav cloud. Sounds like it doesn't work for anything. Says Rav Nachman eloi kilu leitavav lemeiser avol tavav lechulin. No, it doesn't work for meiser and anything above that, truma, kachem, echatas. But it does work for chulin, even though he didn't have kavana. It does avol tavav lechulin. But it does work for chulin. Now, who savar dachi kamat chile? Rabbi was bothered by this. He thought Rav Nachman was just pushing him to the side. That's for sure not the pshat in the Mishnah, and Rav Nachman was just pushing him away. However, nafak dach v'ashkach, however, Rabbi went out and he investigated it, and l'maisa he found him a first of Raisa like Rav Nachman. The Tani we learned in the Raisa, tavol of v'huchzak, also l'maisa remutu l'chulin. The Raisa says in the first like Rav Nachman that even though he didn't have kavana, so he's also for maisa, he's still mutu for chulin. Says the Gemara new alacha, Amr b'liyazer tava va'ala machzik atzma l'chol ma'ashiyirtza. If a person went to the mikvah, he had in mind it was bedavki. He went to the mikvah; it was for tahara, but he didn't have any specific level of tahara in mind. He didn't have meiser in mind, truma, kachim. He didn't have anything specific in mind. So the halacha is that even when he gets out of the water, Taisa says as long as he's still wet, he could be huchzik, he could be machzik atzma l'chol ma'ashiyirtza. He could decide now what he wants to feel it should work for. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, but we learned in the Braisa, Aideu Ragli Achas B'mayim, if he still has one foot in the water, so then, Hochzuk L'davar Kam, Machzuk Atzma L'davar Chomer. So then even if he had in mind something more kal, he had in mind, let's say, Chulin, he could change now and decide he wants it to work for Truma. Allah, but once he's out of the water, Shuvenei Machzuk, so then he can't be Machzuk himself anymore. So Ma'ilavenu Machzuk Klal, it sounds like once a person's out of the water, there's no such thing as being Machzuk, Nalik Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Lai, I dare you, Wafa Pisha Hochzak Machzak. No, what the Bais is saying like this, is that when he still has a foot in the water, so then there's a big chiddush, that even though he was Machzak himself for something when he went into the mikvah, he could still change it. As long as he has one foot in the water, he could still change it. Allah, however, once he's out of the water, so then Imlay Hochzak Machzak. If he would never had anything in mind until now, he could decide now what he wants that tefillah should work for, like Rabbi Eliezer said. But what the Braisa means to be saying is that Vim Hochzak Inay Machzak. It's not that he can never be Machzak, it's that if he was already Machzak himself for something when he went in, he can't change that now once he's out of the water. So there's no cash on the Braisa. From the Braisa and Rabbi Eliezer was talking about a person who was a Machzak himself. The Braisa is talking about changing what the tefillah is for. Now, man tano idei ragloaches b'mayim, who's the tano who says that this idea of having one foot in the water can still help to make it, and now he's still in the mikvah, is to some degree. Amar Pidas Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanis Rabbi Yehuda, he holds this concept of good achis, of taking something up and viewing it like it's down. Now we learned in the Mishnah that mikvah shenimdad If you have a mikveh that was measured, and it comes out that there's exactly 40 saw of water in the mikveh, mechuvanis, there's arbaim saw mechuvanis, is exactly 40 saw, uyardu shnayim, and they went, two people went to the mikveh, v'tavlu zachar zeh, one after the other, harishayin tar, the rishayin, the first guy went into a 40 saw mikveh, yisar. However, when he comes out, he takes out some water with him, v'ashayin yitame, so the second one, when he goes in, he's going to be tame. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik, Rabbi Yehuda says that it depends. Imayu raglov shal rishayin oigoyz b'mayim, if the first guy still has his feet in the water, so then it's true, he has some water on his head also, that's now out of the mikvah, but then we could view the water on his head as if it's good aches, as if it's down in the mikvah. And the mikvah still has 40 saw, and therefore, afashayni tar, even the second guy will be tar. So the Tanakhama didn't differentiate, the Tanakhama said we don't say good aches, the second guy is always tame, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends, and possibly, if it's, as long as he still has a foot in the water, we could say good aches. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua that machleikas b'mailas d'rabbanan. This whole machleikas that Rabbi Yehuda was mekel, and he said that one foot in the water could help, it's only when we're talking about a tefillah that's a mailas d'rabbanan, it's a tefillah, it's a chumrah, it's a mailas d'rabbanan, it's a d'rabbanan tefillah. Ava mitumah l'tahara, but when it comes to someone who's going to the mikvah for the ikur din, Tahara, from Tumat Tahara, so then Divrei HaKol Hasheni Tameh. So then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that one foot in the water is not going to help and the second guy is going to be Tameh. Then Vahainu Rabbi Pedas, and then it comes out, so being that the whole Machlekes is about Miles Darabanan, right, the Braisa before was also talking about Miles Darabanan, and Rabbi Pedas said that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says about Miles Darabanan, we say Ganaches, so that's exactly like Rabbi Pedas. However, Yikadami, some have a different version, and Amrav Nachon, Amrav Ravua, Machlekes Mitumalat Tahara, that the whole machleikas was by a real tefillah d'araisa. That's when the Tanakhama was machmir and said that the sheni is always going to be tameh. Ava b'mailas d'rabbanon. But when it comes to a tefillah d'rabbanon, divrei HaKol af hasheni tar, even the Tanakhama agrees that we can apply ganaches and we can say that the second guy is tar. So everybody agrees by ma'ilas d'rabbanon, not just Rabbi Yehuda, even the Chachamim hold that will say ganaches. Uplied Rabbi Pedas, that would be not like Rabbi Pedas, who said that the braisa before is going specifically like Rabbi Yehuda. According to this second version, it's going lefi lekuliyam. It's going even lefi lechachamim because the Bryce was talking about a mile of the rabbanon. So everybody would agree that one foot in the water would help. Now says the Gemara, Amar Ula. Ula said over that boy me name Rabbi Yechna. They asked Rabbi Yechna a shaila. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we just saw says the svar of good aches, that we can view the water on the guy's head as if it's down in the mikvah, and then the second guy who goes into the water, he's tar. So ma'ula has b'mechtem v'tinayriya is v'reishus harishay. Are we able to put all sorts of small kalim onto the head of the first guy? He's basically out of the water. He just has his feet in, and he has water on his head. Can we put things into the mikvah on his head? Now the water on his head is not 40 saw. But Bilamaisa, maybe we could say that the water in the mikvah goes up on top of his head. Just like Rabbi Yehuda said as far of good aches, that we can view the water on his head as if it's down in the mikvah. So maybe he also says good asik, that we can view the water in the mikvah as if it's up on his head. Says the Gemara, good aches, this is Rabbi Yehuda, good asik last night. Do we say that he only holds of good aches, he does not hold of good asik? Or maybe he also holds of good asik. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Tanisua, we learned in the Braisa, Shalish Gemam Yais Benachal, Hal Yoina, Hatachtoina Vem Sois, you have three ponds coming down a mountain. There's a top pond, the middle one, and the bottom one. Hal Yoina Vatachtoina Shal Asim Asim Sa. The top and the bottom ones are each 20 Sa, not a full share of a mikvah. Vayim Sois, Shal Arbaim Sa. And the middle one is 40 Sa. The Chardle Shal Gesham Maiveres Benayan. And there's a water stream that's connecting the three different ponds. So now, for sure, a person could go into the mikvah, into the middle pond, because it's 40 sa. For sure, he could go to the bottom pond, because we could say good aches, and we could view the water in the middle as if it's down in the bottom. The shaila is, could he go into the top pond? Could we say good asik? So says the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda said over, that Meir HaYoimer, Matbiyo Bel Yoina, that yes, you could go to the mikvah in the top pond. Now Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention that he's chaylik, so it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees. So you see that just like Rabbi Yehuda holds of good aches, he also holds of good asik. However, ask the Gemara about Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that Meir Hayo Aimer Makra Bel Yoyna, Va'ani Aimer Betachtana V'loi Bel Yoyna. We have a Braisa which has Lahedya, that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik. It's true, he quoted Rabbi Meir as saying you could go to the mikvah in the higher pond, but he himself is Chaylik. He says you can't, you can only go into the bottom one, meaning he only holds a good Achis, and not good Asik. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yehuda responded, Itanya Tanya, in a Chanami. If you have a Braisa that says that Lahedya, that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik, then great. So you have a Braisa, nothing to talk about. I didn't have that Braisa. But once we have a braisa like that, so then we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds of good achiz and he does not hold of good asik.